Bible reading number 210, Nehemiah 6, verse 15, and then Nehemiah 8, verses 1 through 12. So, the wall of Jerusalem was completed. It took 52 days to rebuild. The law of God was read out loud to the people. All the people were united. They gathered together in the open area next to Water Gate. This occurred on the first day of the seventh month. They asked Ezra the scholar to bring out the book of the teachings of Moses, which Yahweh had commanded to Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the teachings into the presence of the assembly. Men and women, everyone who could listen and understand, were ready. Ezra read it out loud. From very early in the morning until noon, he read it. He was facing the courtyard next to Water Gate. He read it in front of the men and the women, all who could understand it. All the people listened carefully to the book of the teachings. Ezra the scholar stood on top of a big wooden platform which had been built for this purpose. Six men stood next to him to his right, and on his left there were seven more men. All the people could see Ezra because he was above them. Ezra opened the book. As he opened it, all the people stood up to show respect. Ezra praised Yahweh, the one true God. And all the people raised their hands and said, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and worshipped Yahweh with their faces to the ground. 13 Levites interpreted the teachings for the people who remained there in their places. They read aloud the book of the teachings of the one true God. They translated what it meant. They did it in such a way that the people could clearly understand it. Then spoke Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the scholarly priest, and the Levites who were explaining things to the people. They said to all the people, "Today is holy to Yahweh, your God. Do not mourn. Don't weep." All the people had been crying as they listened to the words of the teachings. Then Ezra said, "Go, enjoy good food and sweet drinks. Share some of it with those who don't have anything, because today is holy to our Lord. Don't be sad, because the joy of Yahweh is your fortress." The Levites helped to calm all the people down. They said, "Be silent, because today is holy. Don't be sad." Then all the people dispersed so that they could eat and drink. They shared some of their food with others, and they had a big celebration, because they now understood what was taught to them.